Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a positive endeavor. We're downtown. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and our newest sponsor, Window Nation, where you buy two, you get two free all month long. I'm taking advantage of that because, you know, I'm sort of a famous cheapskate myself. We're at Next Phase Cafe. It has been a year in the making. We're here to celebrate Juneteenth with the mayor of Baltimore. I got free parking, so I'm feeling really good about that downtown. Didn't always get that. Little holiday. And I'm going to kick the show off here by doing something that's old school and new school, and it's so Baltimore, because I don't know much about Daryl Baker. He is going to be our guest here for the next couple minutes. He works here at Next Phase, and I guess maybe about a year ago, I got an email because I was doing the Crab Cake Tour, and Daryl said, man, I've been listening for 30 years back to the, when you said Lord Baltimore, man, I knew, you know, I mean, not everybody remembers a Lord Baltimore, man, you know, that's 1993, 94, 95. I was All-Star Game 93. We were broadcasting from down there. And when we went up to the Towson Sheridan, I want to say it was May of 95. So if you knew me from the Lord Baltimore, it had to have been before 90. So 27 years.
I came down there. I was on the air.
You came in studio with me?
Yeah.
See that, man? So that's the kind of show I ran, Chloe. You know what I mean? Anybody could just come in and hang out. So you went up to the third floor. They had the ballroom there, right?
It was right when Chris Webber had gotten traded to the Wizards. Or was it Juwan Howard that got traded to the Wizards?
Both, in 94, 95, both.
One of them was already here, another one got traded, and we were debating on whether or not they would work together.
And how did that go? A mixed bag.
Right.
We're down at Next Phase. Tell me a little bit about this place, because I'm going to ask Tony later on. But you were originally, you work here, and you reached to me and said, if I'm going to have a crab cake, I had to come down here. And then I Googled it, and I immediately saw, okay, this is a legitimate place. We're going to get down here. And I put an idea together this month to feature black-owned businesses and local businesses and places that aren't, no offense to Coco's or my friends at Costas or Fadley's. We're going to be at Fadley's on Wednesday. But to have some new places and new faces, and this is certainly one of them. So give me the story as you know it here, Next Phase.
Well, Next Phase is a family-owned business. It has a lot of the local dignitaries coming by because they are right next door.
Well, we're two blocks from City Hall,
food, right?
And you're a block from Mercy Hospital, right?
Right?
You're right
around
the corner from lots and lots of businesses down here.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the courthouse, that's probably where we get most of our lunchtime business.
Get me on jury duty.
Right.
Come in here, get me a crab cake, right? Bag of chips, back in there I go.
Pretty much. And then what we're really known for is like on Thursdays, open mic Thursday, Friday.
Well, you have a stage back here.
Right,
so that's the first thing I think you notice when you come in here is there's a beautiful stage here you can carry out or you can dine in.
Grubhub.
And there's a lot of space in here too.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I the minute I came in, I heard jazz music. So I'm like, all right, I can feel at home with that. So there's definitely a vibe. But you wrote to me about the crab cake and putting the crab cake on the menu. That 30 years you've been listening, have on and off, or are you still?
On and off, Nessa, because I was out of state, you know, going. I was actually a traveling salesperson.
Where?
Like all over the country.
What'd you sell?
Magazines. Well, for about 12 years, I sold magazine subscriptions door to door myself. And then after that, for like another 15 years, I hired people throughout the country, put them in shirts and ties, trained them, had sales meetings with them, and all that kind of stuff.
So were you working downtown when you snuck in the Lord Baltimore 30 years ago and did the show?
No, at that time I had left the business and I came back home and I was just, you know, living a normal life. But I had always listened to you. I've been listening to you for a while.
Dude, that's so nice of you, man. You wore your Oriole bird hat today. I saw you guys out of Preakness. So I'm out of Preakness a month ago, and I've been trying to put things together. I had reached to Tony already, and the mayor's going to be here in a little while, and he'll confirm this. But I went up to the mayor, and I said, look, man, I'm getting a crab cake with you this year. I'll do Coco's, but I'm looking for black-owned business, some local business. He said, Tony Randall, man, he's right over there. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's right over there. He said, we got all local stands now at the Preakness. He's right over there. He's 50 feet away. I just saw him. You go see him.
Right.
And I said, all right. So I did what anybody else would do. I went back in the tent, had a couple more drinks because it was Preakness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I figured, Tony can wait. You know what I mean? I'll get out. I'll bother with Tony when it's right. So we literally did the whole thing. And on the way out, I said to Jen, I'm like, I want to go see all the local places. And believe it or not, Land of Kush, we had done the crab cake, and they don't have a crab cake now. They're vegan. So we did the vegan crab cake. They had a stand, and yours was 5 feet away, and I had just met them 24 hours before. So I'm going through, and it's all local places. And I went up to say hello to Tony, and there you are. And you're like, I've been writing you. I'm like, I know you, but I wrote you back. I told you I was going to come in here and have a crab cake. So for you working here and being a part of downtown, just a little Baltimore positive. You still get to a Birds game once in a while?
Every now and then. You know, that's how I got off the road. Basically, I had three beautiful granddaughters. And then I told my daughter-in-law that if she gave me a grandson, I would get off the road. I would come home. I would help raise him. And you know,
how old now?
Oh, he's four now. He starts school next year, so I could like
doing good.
Oh yeah,
that's a Baltimore positive story, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I make sure he learns his
pops
ABCs
comes back to help out with the family, right?
Ain't no question.
Nice. So next phase. How long has this been here?
Oh, we just celebrated the 5-year anniversary yesterday.
Oh. Man, this is a big celebration then. You opened on Juneteenth 5 years ago. Okay, well, Tony's going to come by and tell the whole story. So you're still raving. You're still Oreo. I mean, yelling at me about the Bullets 30 years ago, man. They were still called the Bullets then, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah,
when it was legit.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Now, you're old enough to have ever gone to a Baltimore Bullets game?
Oh, yeah. I never went to a Baltimore Bullets game, but what I was fortunate enough to do, the one time that Michael Jordan actually played here in Baltimore, he had an exhibition game. And me and my little brother at that time, well, he's grown now. He's like 47 now. But we went down to the basketball game for Michael Jordan's only appearance
in
Baltimore.
Muggsy used to bring everybody in every year, and then they did the Fire Fund, right? So we used to have the All-Star Shoot-Arounds year after year.
Right.
And I know LeBron did an event over at Morgan State famously a couple years ago.
I was probably out of state right at that time.
Yeah, right? Man. I mean, you know, we've had some basketball memories around here, certainly the Dunbar connection. And I know Tony mentioned a little Dunbar connection as well, that, you know, going back with Muggsy. Did you see the Muggsy special that they did on him about 3 months ago? I caught it. It was on It was on the NBA, TBS, or it was ESPN. And they did a whole, like, it was a 12-minute piece on Muggsy's impact in Baltimore and Charlotte. I mean, it was a really, really great piece. And going back to Dunbar, we got a proud, proud history of basketball here.
Well, what's really cool is when I was going door-to-door selling at that time, that's when Muggsy was in the league. And him, David Wingate, and LL Cool J all lived in the same neighborhood in Charlotte.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, Muggsy answered, and Muggsy bought from one of my friends.
Oh.
Yeah. David Wingate didn't.
You remember these things.
Oh, yeah. You always remember who buys.
No, you take it, but you don't remember, you know.
And LL, he bought it, and he kept his hat on the whole time and all that kind of
stuff. LL Cool J was very kind to my wife one time at Dodger Stadium, so I'm a big LL.
Right,
I need love, man.
Right.
Daryl, a fist bump, man. Look, I'm going to get the crab cake at the end.
Oh,
we got the
do.
Mayor stopping by. Mayor Brandon Scott's going to be here. It's a quiet day here today. Tony's like, it's not always quiet. I'm like, well, it's a Monday after Juneteenth. It's really a city holiday. I'm going to be talking to the mayor about that. First thing I'm going to do is thank him for the free parking. So at least I got that on a Monday. I've worked that out with Mayor Brandon Scott, so we'll have him by. But always good to visit with old listeners and fans and a guy that, I mean, I wish I had pictures of all of that. I have some pictures in that studio because we had four hotel rooms that adjacently looked over the alley at the Lord. They did, and it always smelled like T-bone steak. Every day, the grill was right over top of the alley, so like the smell of like fresh burgers was blowing into my studio. But we had this big, beautiful stand, and we had our offices on the other side. We had a production studio on the other side, but we got off the elevators on the third floor that overlooked the ballroom, Legends 1360 and the Legends 1360 Orchestra. I'm Ken Jackson.
Okay.
Listen to Alan Field each and every morning. And Rockin' Robin, Freddie Robinson. That's a pretty good Ken Jackson, who I loved. Ken did a thing for me that I still have on my old tapes. It was just like professional wrestling. Okay. You remember professional wrestling on Saturday?
Ian Rotten and Axel Rotten.
Axel Rotten came by all the time.
Oh, yeah. Axel had a weekly show with
me. Show with me on Mondays. Oh, yeah. I thought about him a couple weeks ago. You know, he passed away. You know that, Axel. We lost him.
I thought it was Ian that passed, but okay.
Well,
okay.
He had some off-the-field issues. Brian did, and I love Brian. But,
sure.
But Ken would do this wrestling read where he'd say, parental discretion is advised. We're at Next Phase Cafe. I am Nestor. Go ahead. What do you got? You got a story for me?
Real quick. No,
I'm trying to get stories out of you, Daryl.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, some of my favorite stories was visiting some of the different cities wearing my Ravens gear and all that.
Did
kind of
you go to Ravens road trip?
No, well, no. What I mean is when I was
on
the road.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was on the road, I would, like, on the weekends, I would definitely wear my Ravens
gear. Were you selling in Pittsburgh wearing purple or Cleveland?
In Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, all that. But the one thing I must say, Nessa, I really appreciate you and everything that you have done for the city. You have been around for a while. You're a corner stone, and the city is very, very proud of you.
Well, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. You didn't have to say all that.
Oh, no, I didn't. No.
I'm going to love the crab cake either way. It's going to make you cry. Daryl's here. He's Daryl Baker. He's a 30-year listener. We're going back. You've been least listening 28 years because we're going back to – well, you're talking about when Weber – I could Google that. Whenever Weber and Howard came together, you remember arguing with me down at the Lord Baltimore. I have pictures of the Lord Baltimore. If anybody has old pictures of being in the studio, I always encourage folks. I want to do a contest, like give away like a man cave or something if somebody comes up with a bunch of barn pictures from back in the day
okay, right.
that I've never seen
right.
or a bunch of like Lord Baltimore pictures. But I have a handful of pictures. We had an anniversary show at the Lord Baltimore. If you might be in a picture, so I'm going to be looking for you.
That's
now.
That's when Tockerman was a...
Tony Tockerman, of course.
Tockerman was a sponsor of yours. Oh, yeah.
Tony did the show with me last year. We did the show at Atlas down in Fells Point. We were at Sláinte the other day. Tony came by and did an hour telling the stories about fishing. I finally went fly fishing last year for the first time.
Okay.
I went with
did
Dan Rodericks. I enjoyed it so much. Dan hated it because I didn't catch a fish. So Dan got so upset that I didn't catch a fish. I want to go back again. I mean, I'll catch a fish eventually. Either way, I put my butt up against a rock and I learned how to like fly.
Okay.
10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Okay. I learned how to do that, right? So I got the whip going up there. So I'm going back. We're doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days. We're gonna be doing that out of Western Maryland starting on August 1st. If you've been out, Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2. We're releasing them out of Baltimore Positive in the coming weeks, as well as the Peter Principles, now that we have Angelos versus Angelos. The hat, you know, I mean, that hat's so 1975. I dig it. We're at next phase. The mayor will be with us momentarily. Brandon Scott, he will be joining us next. Tony Randall, the proprietor of Next Phase Cafe. Beautiful bar. Got a stage here. Got tables. Got lunch. And going to get me a crab cake on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill Industries as well as Window Nation. And I'm about 4 weeks out. I'll get my windows done. Appreciate you, Window Nation. Buy two, get two free. Our newest sponsor. Back for more from Next Phase Cafe. We are downtown Baltimore celebrating Juneteenth and eating a delicious crab cake. Going to have a conversation with the mayor.